A-Time, you already know this Second 8 update is brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Who's on the line this morning?
Bro, I'm woke. I'm livid. I'm hot. I'm pissed because I ain't got no job.
You have a job.
Yeah, because, like, my boyfriend got me fired.
You just lost your job? Like, just now?
Like, just now.
Girl, you called us. You a real one.
Yeah, I'm real because I got something to say to his ass. Like, he getting on my...
Hold on. Slow down, young lady.
So you done called us already.
She's mad.
It just happened.
She got fired this morning.
She ready to put him on blast, child.
Because I'm actually coming back from my job. I go up there and they tell me, we cut you off. I'm like, what? Like, what you mean? And then they go on and explain to me that my boyfriend, because I have a guy who be sitting at the blood pressure machine all day talking to me.
Hold on. Wait. Is this real? Are you just messing with us? Because we don't.
Nah, this is real. Where do you work at? I work at the Walgreens.
Okay, so your boyfriend comes up there and you say he sit at the blood pressure machine all day?
Blood pressure machine, talking to me all day. It was cool for one day because I'm like, okay, you ain't got nothing to do. We good, we Gucci. But then day after day, like, I was getting tired of myself, but I was just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this my he good. I didn't think the Walgreens gonna have a problem with it.
Wait, they didn't give
but
you
apparently
any...
they getting complaints, huh?
They didn't give you any warnings? Hey, come back up here, it's gonna happen. Hey, don't have them up here. They just let you go.
Nah, it's my first 90 days, so.
Oh,
they,
I mean, you should.
They give me no warning.
So you can't really be mad at him. You slick got to be mad at yourself if you know that. You can't have nobody come sit at your job.
Ooh, that ain't the hood.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. What are you calling him for today? Are you calling to break up with him, or what are you doing?
I'm calling to break up with him because I don't have no job. I don't got nowhere to stay now because that was my only source of income. So he has to go.
But you just got the job. Okay, we're not about to judge you or your situation. We're just going to let you do what you called us for. We appreciate you for thinking of us. Girl, look, you just started going off. We don't even know your name. What's your name?
Keisha.
Okay, wow. And Keisha, you're calling looking for who?
Michael.
So we have to get Michael on the line for you, Keisha, okay? We're going to help you do this morning, all right?
Keisha, don't
all
say
right,
nothing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
Jeez. Now, she knew she shouldn't have had that boy up there, and he knew he should have went to go get himself a damn job.
What I'm trying to figure out, she said, man, I ain't got no place to stay. You just got fired. Are you living in an inn?
Okay, so
Keisha's so dramatic.
She's so shaky. They sound like one of them little shaky chicks, one of them shaky guys who
they
be
smoke,
all over.
They smoke Newport.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Am I speaking with Michael, please?
This is Michael.
Hey, Mike, what's up, man? This is the Streets Morning Takeover, Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shout. You got a minute to talk, homie?
Yeah, I mean, what's up?
We got a segment on the show called Second Date Update, man, and somebody called up here for you, very concerned about y'all situation. All right, so, Mike, listen, has there been any interaction with a young lady in your life?
I mean, yeah, I got this girl. I mean, we've been real close. I mean, we do everything together. I mean, I wait for her at work. You know, she... be at home with me, we hang out, man, and everything's been good. I mean, why?
Michael, wait, let's rewind for a minute. You say you wait for her at work. Would you pick up in the evenings or when she get off?
Yeah, I mean, I wait for her at work. You know, after she get off work, we walk to the bus together. I mean, everything seems cool. She ain't never got a problem when I do it.
So you
help her time go by faster.
You catch the bus to her job for her to get off for y'all to catch the bus back.
Wait, why are y'all asking all these questions? Something wrong?
Okay.
Yeah, something.
Well, here's what's going on, bro. We got a situation. Your girl Keisha called us up, expressing to us that you guys are in a relationship.
Wait, she called y'all?
Huh?
She called y'all?
Yes, sir. She actually called us.
She called y'all. Don't be getting opposition.
No. She called Streets 945, the Streets Morning Takeover for Second Date Update. Hey, man, don't be playing with these people. I ain't got
time. Exactly. Calm down.
So, listen, bro, on the real situation, she basically said that she just got fired from her job. Yes, she got fired from her job because
you keep coming up to my job and sitting there at the blood pressure machine.
Keisha,
crazy,
we
like
said, wait.
So y'all gonna really call me like that for
oh,
real?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, like, what did you expect?
Hey, you gonna really put
I don't have no job.
You gonna really put our business like that for real? You wouldn't even call and tell me first?
Nah, because I'm tired of you and I'm tired of your stuff. Like, you don't got no job. You be sitting at my job all day. What you got
to
embarrass
yourself? Home safe. Huh? But you mad at me. I'm going to make sure you get home safe.
Okay, but where is your source of income? Now I don't have no job. I'm the one paying for the bus.
Hold on. So.
Oh, now you embarrassed.
So you paying for
my job all day.
So you paying for the motor card?
Oh, yeah. I'm paying for that.
So why?
Yeah, but you don't even start up front. We talked about that. You said it was cool.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
It was cool.
You wanted to come with me one day, but you come with me every don't want to deal with that.
Michael, can I ask you a question?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, I know it's a little crazy right now, but you mean to tell me she paying for your MasterCard, card, you can get up and go to her job and sit there and wait on her, but you ain't got a job?
But you can't go to your own job.
That's what she, what you mean? That's what she asked for. I'm holding her down.
Yeah. Michael.
No, you holding her back.
Young man, you really think this?
That's what I believe in. My girl, she get work hard. I'm trying to make sure that she can get through her day. You know what I'm saying? If I'm doing
get
my job,
through
doing
her
what about
day.
Her day? What are you doing?
Man,
all
I
right.
can't.
How about your day?
All right.
Get through your day. You sitting at home playing Fortnite? That's a day.
Okay, okay, guys. Listen, okay. I think you need some business about yourself, sir. Hopefully, JLC can give you some good advice.
Let me just tell you, brother. You know, you might need some real advice from Lil.Jock on this one. But let me ask you something, Keisha. Is it possible? You know, maybe you know things may change within the next couple of days. You might get another job. He might get a job. Y'all both might get a job. Hell,
nah. I called to break up with his ass. I don't know what the talking about.
Okay.
So,
I guess she said that.
So I ain't even got to ask you. I was going to ask you if you know you was going to give him a second chance, but since you already put it out there, I guess neither one of y'all are walking with this $50 from 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm, because they was going to hook y'all up if y'all hooked back up.
Which you're not, right?
That part. So anytime, y'all call us up 443-520-945. Let's talk about this second aid update. Keep it where you got it. Streets 945.